Why I Believe in Jesus Christ by Lindsay M., age 9, a talk given on February 6, 2005 at a stake conference. This is the testimony which is in me. Alma chapter 7, verse 13. I want to tell you why I believe in Jesus Christ. Scriptures help my testimony of Jesus Christ grow. They tell us about Him. That He created the world and that He died for us so that we could live with Him again. The scriptures teach us that Jesus loves us and wants to bless us. I especially like the story in the scriptures of Jesus blessing the Nephite children. My family helps my testimony of Jesus Christ to grow by teaching me the gospel and loving and caring for me. When we have family home evening, we share stories and our feelings about the Savior. Prayers help my testimony to grow. When my baby sister Rachel was born, she had a hard time breathing and had to have an oxygen hood. I couldn't hold her, and she had to stay in the hospital. I prayed that she'd get better and be able to come home with us. My prayer was answered. She got better and came home with us soon after that. Prayers helped me to feel close to Jesus Christ. Teachers and leaders helped my testimony to grow. When I go to church, I learn and hear the testimonies of others. Also my home teachers, Brother Hackett and Brother Pankey, bear their testimonies to my family. Prophets help my testimony to grow. I love to read about the prophets and learn about their lives and how they were committed to following Jesus Christ. One story I love is about Joseph F. Smith, 1830-1918. He was returning to Salt Lake City with several missionaries when a mob approached them. They shot their guns and cursed and yelled. The leader jumped off his horse and shouted, "We will kill anyone who is Mormon." All the other missionaries ran into the woods, but Joseph F. Smith stood strong. The man held a gun and asked, "Are you a Mormon?" Joseph F. Smith stood up even straighter and said, "Yes, sirree. Dyed in the wool, true blue, through and through." The man was surprised. Putting the gun away, he shook Joseph's hand and said, "Well, you are the pleasantest man I ever met. I'm glad to see a man that stands up for his convictions." Then he rode off and didn't bother them again. The Friend magazine helps my faith to grow. I like to read the stories and see the pictures that children draw of Jesus Christ. I like to hear about other people who are living the gospel and have testimonies. Pioneers help my testimony of Jesus Christ to grow because of their sacrifices to follow Him. I have an ancestor named Lars Larson who listened to the missionaries and chose to follow Jesus Christ even though his parents were angry about it. They told him that if he was baptized, they would not let him live there and they would not help him at all. His testimony was so strong that he left his family to follow the Savior and be baptized. He was later called as a missionary to where his family lived. He went to their house, and when his mother answered the door, she quickly closed it on him. But he caught the door before it closed all the way and simply said, "Mother, I just want you to know that I have found the truth." This testimony wasn't easy to have. It meant that he lost a lot. But following the Savior was so important to him that it was worth the sacrifice. My baptism helps my testimony of Jesus Christ to grow. I chose to be baptized last year. I made a covenant with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ because I wanted to follow them and feel their love and the influence of the Holy Ghost in my life. I do believe in Jesus Christ. I have a testimony that He died for us, that He was resurrected, that He lives and loves us, and that He wants to bless and help us. End of the article, Why I Believe in Jesus Christ, by Lindsay M., age 9.